Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How are you? How are you, listeners, everybody? Thank you. Welcome to yet another episode of Is That So? Detroit.
E-T.
So, yeah. E-T. So, how's your week been, Jay?
I'm making it, you know, another day, another dollar. I'm alive. How about you?
Same, same, making it. Although, I must say that I have been in great spirits lately. Ever since we sprung forward, we have a little more sunshine, and I cannot lie. I cannot tell a lie. I cannot tell a lie. I love the sunshine. I've been like, I'm even thinking about taking a walk this afternoon on this beautiful hump day. I just love the sun. I'm one of those people that gets a little bit depressed in the winter. So I'm really excited about the sunshine. So, yeah, doing pretty well.
I can dig it. You know, You know I don't like, I actually like springtime, but the whole weather breaking, it's not, I mean, I like it, but I do like long days. I do like the longer days. So that's one of the few advantages of it being spring and summer. So, you know, I can live with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I should have seen that coming since you hate summer so vehemently. And I love these sun-filled seasons. So I guess that's another area that we differ in. But spoiler alert, we pretty much differ in every conversation that you can converse about. Speaking of conversing, there was recently a post on my Facebook feed, news feed, about whether it is converse or conversate. And one of my faults as a human being is clicking the comments button on Facebook. That's one of my faults, because I know that Facebook is not where you go if you want to have a nice, peaceful, stress-free afternoon of reading through your friends and family's comments about various topics. That's not where you go. Mm-hmm. I hate it, yet and still, I keep pressing that comments button. And do you know some people are like, it's conversate. Y'all be chirping. But I can't. Just because Beyonce used it in a song does not make it a word. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Like, stop it.
We're not going to talk about
doing a little throwback. Either. I know. Just wanted to throw that out there. But yeah. So, guys, spoiler alert, that's why we have this podcast, because we're like two peas in two very separate, different pods. That being said, Jay, what shall we be talking about today?
Okay, all right. What are we talking about today? We're talking about beauty. Is it really in the eye of the beholder, or do we feel... We as human beings feel the need to make those alterations. I know women, you're going to probably speak a little bit on this. You know, you have a lot of rituals. You have a lot of alterations. You have your makeup. You have, you know, lipstick. You got nail polish. You got all these different things. And... oh, yeah, not to mention your hairdos. And sometimes I wonder, do you all ask, is all this stuff necessary, or is it just what you all like? Or, you know, I don't get your way of thinking about all of this, so I'll let you kind of bring me in a little bit on this.
Okay. So... when we decided to discuss this, I was actually a little excited, and here's why. If you don't know, I am a YouTuber, okay? And one of the main topics of my YouTube channel, I'm a new YouTuber, so I'm not like a huge overnight sensation or anything like that. But I do have a small community where I share my tips and tricks for all things lifestyle, and that includes beauty. So that's actually something that I think about a lot. Like, I just this morning filmed an unboxing for yet another beauty subscription service. So that's something that I think about a lot, and I was excited because lately a lot of my girlfriends have been going natural. That is a huge thing, the whole natural movement, specifically in the African-American community. And Detroit is one of the hairstyle capitals, I like to think, of the United States. I mean, for black people, you know, you have your Atlantas, you have your St. Louis's, and you have your Indianas. Shout out to the fairs that they have there. You have your Baltimore's, your D.C. areas. You have Detroit when it comes to hair. New York, you know, but that's not even so much African-American as it is just hair in general for all people. But for Detroit, we have made a name for ourselves in hair. So the beauty, the natural hair care movement, and then especially with all of the race issues that have been happening lately, there are a lot of different opinions about that. And then makeup. Along with that natural hair care uprising has come more of a conversation. Again, Facebook, I have been a part of debate. It's like my guilty pleasure. It's like someone who knows that they need to stop using narcotics, but they just can't get away from needing that fix. That's how Facebook is for me. I want to stop. I don't actually like it most of the time because I don't like feeling tension and being upset with my family and friends because they said something that I think is ignorant on Facebook. But I go back time and time, day after day. I've been a part of debates about, you know, how much makeup is too much, about makeup shaming, about beauty shaming, you know, all that type of thing. So I was actually really excited when we decided to discuss this. So, yeah. I'm more than happy to share. The first thing I'll say is that the whole I just do this for me thing, ladies, I'm sorry, but that is almost 100% of the time a lie. If you say that I do this 100% for myself, that's a lie. Now, I will give you 99% of the decisions I make for my beauty and hair and how I feel and how I look are for me, but you know there is at least 1% that is swayed by what the men that you're interested in think and what they like. So let me just put that out there. And you can, and the same can be said for men. I think men are a little more willing to admit that there are some things they only do because they're trying to get with women. I think that for women, we have been oppressed for so long that we feel like it's almost like cutting our legs off or cutting our voting hand off if we admit that we make some beauty decisions based on the opposite sex. But I think it's okay to admit that because, let's be honest, I just had a conversation with some of my girlfriends about how we had to shave our legs for some of us the first time in months because ain't nobody just doing that if nobody is looking at your legs. Like, it doesn't bother me that I have hair on my legs when I have hair on my legs. It's not like it's painful to me. So the only reason.
Sounds kind of familiar, but go ahead.
Yeah. So the only reason that I'm shaving my legs is because I know I'm about to put on a skirt or some shorts or be out and somebody's going to be looking at them. And I know that some people take offense. I don't understand why at looking at women with hair on their legs. But because I understand that, I will shave them. But let's get one thing straight. I'm not just about to be, like, if we go back into the ice ages because of climate change, and I'm in the middle of a cave somewhere trying to stay away from radiation, and I'm going to be having on animal furs, ain't nobody about to be tripping that I can't shave my legs. That's just one example. Right. You guys can let me know what you think. So you know, I think that needs to be said, that there is at least some sway on how society and men or even women look at you on what decisions you make for beauty. I think that there are some things that are too far. Now, that's the woman's perspective, but I already know there are going to be things that come out of Jay's mouth today that make me want to cry my eyeballs out. I already know, because he's a man. So I'm going to go ahead and step back and let you speak for a moment, and you tell me some of your initial thoughts about this conversation.
You know, it's funny because as a man, we don't have to do all that. And, you know, we can get a haircut, you know, if we have facial hair, make sure that's right, make sure our outfits are good, you know, our shoes, make sure the J is crispy, all that. And we good, you know, women, you all have, well, some of you all have eyelashes, you got makeup, you got lipstick, you got nails, nail polish, your eyebrows, your hair, weaves, natural, whatever, you know, all that stuff. You know, you can even go as far as to saying, like, waist trainers, you know, things like that. I just wonder, I'm like you said, it's, what is it for, really? Like, I don't even think, it's weird, because I talked to a friend of mine, a dude friend of mine, and we're like, you know, how they look without it. Like, you know, do they look like this without it? You know, how do they look without all the weave? How do they look without all the makeup? And it's like, we almost, like, we're cool. It's like, if you all wear that, you know. Well, me personally, I'm not the biggest fan of makeup if it's too much. You know, if it's like these different colors, I call them clown colors, don't judge me. That's just how I feel sometimes. But, you know, what was my original statement? Yeah, I wonder, like, if it's more so for you all. And sometimes you all try to upstage each other. Like, I know you might not agree with that, but I feel like it's sometimes the case, because dudes, we don't always care about all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
always, okay.
To a point, I'm like, how far do you all need to go with all these things?
Eyeclaw, number one. Every dude that I have ever, no, I take that back. There are two men that have said anything different. They will remain unnamed for their protection. But everybody else, every guy that ever has said to me, I like women natural. I call shenanigans and every sort of tomfoolery, and here's why. Because then you turn around and say, okay, well, who do you like? What women are you a fan of? And the thing is, they turn around and say people like Beyonce and Halle Berry and Rihanna and one of my all-time favorites, Kim Kardashian. Excuse me, but how many of you have ever seen any of those women in their natural state? Not nearly as many of you that are like, but I like them natural, because not one of those women are ever natural. When you see them walking down the red carpet, when you see them in movies and on television shows, when you see them on stage and at award shows, they are not natural. So you cannot talk to the woman that might be crushing on you and say, I don't want you to wear all that makeup, but then tell her that your standard of beauty is Beyonce. That's not fair, because all it does is perpetuate the stigmas and the oppression of beauty on women today. Those women, they cannot be the standard, because we never see them in their natural state. So you can't be like, I like Halle Berry. Because then, how can a real woman that doesn't have stylists and makeup artists and hairstylists at their beck and call 24/7 compete with that? They cannot. So I hate when men say that. They're like, oh, I like them natural. Because you don't even know what natural is, honestly. Like, you have no idea what natural is. And so I understand, like, you just happen to be Jay. Okay, audience, listen. Listeners, listen. Jay just happens to have grown up in and around people, around women who actually were natural most of the time. So when, like, I know him personally. So when he says, I like natural women, I know that for the most part, he's a little more honest than most of the guys I talk to, because our friends very rarely will just have on makeup every day for no reason. Like, when we're hanging out, it's just us. So he knows what natural looks like. So, but a lot of the guys that I have this problem with, they have no idea. They point to the people, and I'm like, she has on so much makeup. But now, and here's the difference. When you say, like, too much makeup, most of the time, if a woman is doing it right, you won't even notice. I will say, however, that I do feel bad for men, because these days there are men who are going into the club looking like some fierce ladies, okay? And if you can't hear it, I am snapping, because they are some divas. So
yeah,
there is something to be said. Like, that's a little scary. If I was a dude, I too might be like, we need to go swimming, because I need to know whether or not you are even a woman. Now, but I feel like the makeup shaming has to stop. From woman to woman, if I make the decision to wear makeup every day, even if I want to, that doesn't mean I don't love myself. What it may mean is that I like the polished look that I put together when I wear makeup, but that doesn't mean that I have any less self-esteem. And I think that's where the line needs to be drawn, because with this natural beauty movement, quote unquote, which, come on, ladies, let's be honest, even the natural ladies, you're not natural, because you're doing twist outs to get those curls defined that way. You would not leave the house without getting your eyebrows waxed or threaded or plucked. So, and you're doing a morning and nighttime routine to keep your skin clear. So that's not natural. No one is really, there are, I won't say no one, but there are very few people who are actually natural, because even if you have done the big chop, you're getting a lineup. That's not natural. That's getting a lineup. So I think that you know, we have to stop shaming each other and saying, oh, I'm natural. Oh, if you're getting a relaxer, you're trying to be like a white girl. Excuse me. You are doing twist outs, braid outs, using serums, berries, fruits in your hair to get it to look the way that you want it to look. That's not natural. Natural is not doing anything. Natural is not shaving, not plucking, not tweezing, not lining anything up. That's what natural is. So everybody is putting effort into how they look.
Even men, we are all natural, because we do that stuff. But
right.
Okay, you said Halle Berry and Beyonce. First off, what are the chances that we're going to meet Halle Berry or Beyonce? You know,
true.
We're not going to meet them. So we don't care what they look like natural, even though, you know, I would, if she didn't look all that natural, I would say it. I wouldn't be like, that's still Halle Berry. So, in saying that, we saw them. We say that they wouldn't look all that. So we would still give them the same expectations. So it's like, what am I trying to say? How am I trying to put this? Like, when we know somebody, and it's somebody that we're trying to see that we really have an interest in, we really can talk to, we want to see how they look natural. You know, we don't want to just see them in a certain light. You know, we don't want to just see, you know, I mean, we do, but we want to see beyond that what they look like, you know.
Yeah.
If you know, I see you, and it's funny because I have seen a girl, like, without her, you know, all that stuff, and she was like Wolfman, like, without her hair, without her eyelashes and makeup. And she didn't look all that. So I'm saying, like, you know, I don't want to say it's deceptive, but it's kind of deceptive.
Yeah.
So what I want to ask you is how much of all these things, like you said, we all are unnatural to a certain extent, you know, but how much of it is necessary and how much of it is just us as a people, women, men, women specifically, how much of the alterations are trying to enhance yourself and have this look and that look? And how much of it is just basic and how much of it is beyond basic? Like waist trainers,
okay,
for example, those can't possibly be just basic. Those, you know.
Right, right. Okay. I will say that, first of all, nothing is necessary. Okay, so like, if you were born and you just didn't like the size of your lips, it is not going to hurt you to live out the rest of your life with those lips. And you may, just like every person has insecurities about certain things. But I will say this, ladies, I want to empower us because I believe in God, and I believe that there is someone who will look at you and how you came from the womb without any enhancements and think you are the most beautiful thing on this planet. And that has nothing to do with your alteration. So just because you're not everybody's cup of tea doesn't mean that you are worthless. You don't have to be everybody's cup of tea. All you have to be is the cup of tea to that one person that is yours, okay? So that being said, where do I draw the line? Or where do I say, okay, you're doing too much? It's very rare that I'll say someone is doing too much because it's a personal preference. However, I will say, as far as the deceptive thing, I think, ladies, we have to give these fellas a chance. We need to give them a chance to see more than what we have painted ourselves to be. So if you want to have on foundation, if you want to have a tinted skin, a tinted moisturizer, a mascara, lipstick, do it all. JB doesn't like the clown colors. I am for everything. I'm for everything, okay? As a matter of fact, Jay just saw me buy some blue lipstick not too long ago. He probably was like, that is the ugliest thing I have ever seen. Luckily,
no.
I wasn't buying it for Jay.
I didn't say that per se. But I was like, blue lipstick.
You like blue, though? But you know, it's cool though. Right, you know, to each his own. But here's my thing, like with the waist trainers. I'm not a fan of waist trainers, and here's why. They are not healthy. Now, there may be some people that come after me for this. You can look into it yourself. But waist trainers are not what you should be using as a fix-all to get a certain hourglass shape. Work out.
Right.
Eat better. Get the shape that is most fit for your body type and the way you're created. Waist trainers and aggressive waist training where you are rearranging where your organs are, because that's what it's doing. That's what corsets did. That's why they went out of style, because they were actually breaking ribs and putting women in danger and making it difficult for their bodies to function and carry children, that type of thing. That's not
safe. Way they
can. That is too far.
That little and that be healthy. And that's another
right.
thing. Like just like you were talking about the Beyonce thing, it's like we know, you know, we're not requiring women to be like Beyonce and Halle Berry. So that's that. I feel like that's another one of y'all standards. You know, we like Beyonce and Halle Berry for whatever reason. You know, I'm not going to get into that because that's not what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like some of these things, you all put the pressure on yourselves a little bit.
Well,
let me know if
because those people, I mean, look at Amber Rose. She has built an empire for herself. She's built a name for herself just because of her body. So that's not something that women did, though. We're not the ones that have given her as much success as the men who were paying to see her and that were sharing her pictures and that were saying she was beautiful. So it's not just women. Like, yes, there are a lot of women who are doing it to themselves, but the reason they're doing it to themselves is because men have built that standard. They have put the bar there. So women are just responding because they're trying to get a man. And a lot of men are at strip clubs throwing singles at women who are shaped like Amber Rose. Now, you have women like myself who would never use my body for any purpose other than its God-given purposes. But there are a lot of that's not most women. Most women are like, I need a man, and I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to get the most men looking my way that I can. And if I can get some followers and make some money because of it, that's even better.
That's not us saying that. That's putting those expectations on yourself. You need this to get
men. But men are responders. If men didn't respond the way that they did, women would not put those expectations on ourselves. Trust me. So, like, it's all the men who, when a woman walks into the room, turn their head or got something smart to say. That's what shapes society, is the way that we respond to each other. And that's why I do all the young men in my family, I work double time trying to counteract what they are seeing and hearing and growing into because of what they see in school and things like that. Because I want, you know, I happen to be friends with a lot of men and know a lot of men who respect women and respond in positive ways to women. I want more men to be like that because it's not, you know, it's not the norm. And that's why women do what they do, because the norm is if you don't have that hourglass Betty Boop shape, that unrealistic Barbie doll shape, then men are quick to call you fat and nasty. Or, you know, if your hair isn't done exactly right, and it's not even men, just men, but also in the workplace, in school, people are losing jobs and missing out on promotions and getting kicked out of school because of choices they make for their hair. That is a personal choice. As a matter of fact, and this wasn't even a black girl, a white girl just got failed from school because they had some snow days, and her mom dyed her hair auburn. And the school district's policy is that if it's not a quote-unquote natural hair color, they can't have it. Yeah. So that's crazy. You're going to keep this girl out of school because, and auburn is not necessary. It's not like it was blue or pink. Red hair is a natural coloring, but because it came out a little brighter than the principal liked, he expelled this girl and said she couldn't come back to school until her hair was dyed a different color. That's crazy. But those are the societal standards that have been put on women. So, yeah, a lot of women go too far, but a lot of it is because of society.
Okay.
Good and bad.
Okay. Yeah. We'll leave it there for now because we're about to run out of time. Yep. So, you might have gotten me this time, Kim.
I just might have. Hashtag Team J or hashtag Team K. All right. So we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Thank you for listening to Is That So, Detroit, we'll see you next week. We're here from you next week. All right.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace.